produced and distributed by the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. This is your daily audio stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Daily Audio Stash is where responsible marijuana smokers listen in on the latest news about cannabis, hear the voices of the marijuana law reform movement in special segments and interviews, and kick back with comedy and music no other podcast can offer. It's Normal's Daily Audio Stash. More information at normalaudiostash.com. First up today, it's news from Normal. Infrequent pot use often goes undetected on hair strand tests, drug testing technology that detects the residual presence of cannabinoids and/or their metabolites in the hair. Typically fails to identify occasional marijuana users, according to trial data published online ahead of print by the journal Forensic Science International. 38 males with a documented history of marijuana use participated in the trial. Among those participants who used marijuana daily, 85% tested positive for either THC or THC metabolites in the hair. By contrast, among those participants who smoked cannabis occasionally, defined as 1 to 5 marijuana cigarettes per week, only 52 tested positive for pot. Investigators also reported that subjects administered oral THC during the course of the trial did not test positive for cannabinoid metabolites in the hair. Authors reported no difference in cannabis detection rates between Caucasian and African American subjects. Previous studies of hair testing technology have suggested that certain drug concentrations, particularly cocaine, are more detectable in darker hair colors. Hair strand testing typically detects the presence of drug metabolites that have been passively diffused from the bloodstream to the base of the hair follicle. Proponents of the testing technology argue that it allows for a longer window of drug detection than saliva testing or urinalysis.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. More than 500,000 Americans are arrested each year for smoking pot. These are ordinary citizens like you and me whose lives and careers are being needlessly destroyed. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
Welcome back to the Audio Stash. Today, I'm your host, Chris Goldstein. Take a moment to join us at Normal to end marijuana prohibition in America. We can do it together. Just visit norml.org. And make sure to pick up our separate weekly Normal News podcast. We have links to listen and subscribe at normalaudiostash.com. Fridays here on the Audio Stash, we present music and comedy from around the world. Found up at podshow.com, the Independent Online Distribution Alliance, and some are sent in by our podcast listeners. Let's get things started here today with one of the true monster gods of American hip-hop, KRS-One. I was thrilled to see that their new label, Grit Records, had posted tracks up at the IODA. I saw KRS-One live in Philly years back, and they're in my top 10 American artists of all time. Here's Illegal Business from the Keep Right album. We have links to it at normalaudiostash.com.
In the club, I'm not looking for love, you know, see. Give me the mic and I'll show you what's up, better believe it. I'm not at the bar, whatever the pub, you know, see. Still ain't sending me these bottles above, you know, see. But I will open the minds of thugs, you know, see. Who you think really bringing the drugs, you know, see. 60 million people smoking the bug, you know, see. Cause the American way of life is bug, you know, see. You never peep me, yo, the all, you're the seeing. They can't believe when I hit the tour, you're the seeing. I'm not ready to retire for sure, you're the seeing. I'm from the 70s, I'm down by law, you're the seeing. We pass flyers door to door, you're the seeing. Popularity's growing more and more, you're the seeing. Conscious rap, where the heart is at, you're the seeing. We be screaming, where the party at, you're the seeing. But instead of the Bacardi sack, you're the seeing. Falling out in the party in the back, you're the seeing. Let me show you where the art is at, you're the seeing. Put down your money, I'm taking all of that, you're the seeing. All the clubs, they be calling me back, you're the seeing. I'm never short, cause I'm taller than that, you're the seeing. I'm only showing you the other way out, maybe I'm preaching, but this is what love is about, you're the seeing. Cocaine business, control America. Ganja business, control America. KRS-One still causing hysteria. Illegal business, control America. KRS, I speak when I must. It's not official underground rap, this you can trust. I stand outside the industry and there's many of us. Talking mad shit, but for those who don't bilingual, plenty of stuff. My whole crew is why you can't be with any of us. Reason I'm not on TV, cause I'm not selling you love. I'm not rhyming for a Bentley or a house as much. I spit for the conscious, what about us? Time's up, time to open that mind up. Temple of Hip Hop sign up, devils we bind up. When I'm up, rhyming cuts your spirit, hear it and shines up. Climb up before you wind up taking. Cocaine business, control America. Ganja business, control America. KRS-One still causing hysteria. Illegal business, control America. Diamond business, control America. The oil business, control America. KRS-One still causing hysteria. Illegal business, control America. KRS-One still causing hysteria. Illegal business control America. Diamond business control America. The oil business control America. KRS-One still causing hysteria. Illegal business control America.
Hey, is it 420 yet? This is Rick Cusick from High Times Magazine, and you're tuned into Normal's Audio Stash.
Now, as we get closer and closer to Halloween, the day everyone's munchies are taken care of for free, here's a classic Halloween tale from the geniuses at Peeper Radio Theater. We have links to these guys at normalaudiostash.com.
Peeper Radio Theater presents a special Halloween treat. Edgar Allan Poe's immortal classic, The Raven, is read by me, James Roquefort. Once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered, weak and weary, over many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore, while I nodded, nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping, as of... Oh, dear, I see where this is going. As of someone gently rapping at my chamber door. 'Tis some visitor, I muttered, tapping at my chamber door. Only this and nothing more. Listen, this has been done so many times already. Distinctly I remember it was in that bleak December, and each separate dying ember wrought its ghost upon the floor. Eagerly I wished the morrow, vainly I had sought to borrow. Oh, come now, there wasn't even a mention of a knocking or a rapping or a tapping there, yet you knock. Second rate, I tell you. From my books, surcease of sorrow, sorrow for the lost Lenore, for the rare and radiant maiden, whom the angels name Lenore, nameless here for evermore. Really now, we all see it coming, a giant raven, or a flock of killer ravens, or some such thing. Or Lenore come back as a brain-sucking zombie to kill me. End the silken, sad, uncertain rustling of each purple curtain thrilled me, filled me with fantastic terrors never felt before. So that now, to still the beating of my heart, I stood repeating, 'tis some visitor entreating entrance at my chamber door. All right, stop that infernal knocking. You are inspired, ironic twist. Let's have a look at you. Aha! Bees! Horrible bees! Oh, God in heaven, save me! Oh, I'm deathly allergic. Has anyone got an adrenaline shot? Back, you brutes! Back.
Happy Halloween, kids!
Now, speaking of Halloween and just munchies in general, got me thinking of my favorite munchie, chocolate in any form. So next up on the stash today, here's a nice little tune from a group called Road Trip. Here's the chocolate song, found up at podshow.com.
chocolate man, he holds you dearly. I said, don't you leave now. Just got paid. Come on, don't you leave now. Better sit back down. Got sweet chocolate candy, cause I just got paid. Sitting on the porch, hear the music sound. I got sweet chocolate candy, cause I just got paid.
I'm a Mac.
And I'm a woman.
Okay, wait a second, what?
A woman. A hot, hot woman.
Okay, guys, this isn't apples to apples anymore.
Aw, are you scared?
No. Well, I've got video editing software.
And I've got breasts. Enough said.
You could use me to record a podcast?
Soft, pillowy breasts.
Okay, that's not fair, because you just can't...
Watch. When they jump up and down, they bounce.
Come on, you can connect your iPod to me.
Oh, I didn't wear a bra today.
Okay, let's be fair here. These guys can get a Mac.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Fucking dorks.
And that was a little comedy there from the Smart Radio Bomb guys. We have links to all the artists and comics you hear on Normal's Audio Stash at normalaudiostash.com. Let's keep rolling today with this track from a group called the Gentlemen Losers. With this one, Roll Me One.
Thank you. This is Keith Stropp, founder of the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, also known as NORML. When I founded the organization in 1970 to create a national discussion on the need to legalize marijuana for responsible adult use, no one honestly believed that 36 years later, marijuana would still be an illegal and untaxed commodity. However, since NORML began this important advocacy effort, 12 states have decriminalized the possession of marijuana, and 11 states have passed medical marijuana laws or voter initiatives, meaning that over one-third of the American population lives in a state or municipality that has reformed their marijuana laws. Isn't it time that Congress step in and pass national legislation to reform marijuana laws? Let's finish the job of legalizing marijuana once and for all by you and your like-minded friends joining and supporting NORML's longstanding advocacy. You can learn more about NORML's marijuana law reform efforts or become an active supporter by calling toll-free 888-67-NORML or by visiting www.normal.org.
And let's pack the last track in our audio stash today with a little comedy short from Simon Lawrence and then Winston Tracy with a great reggae tune, Chillum Pipe. He's on the Builders Music Company label with the album The System.
Hi, this is Tony Blair. I've been asked to introduce this special Christmas CD from Simon. Because, you know, I'm a hip kind of guy and I know my music. I'm sure you all know that I can play the guitar. But anyway, there are some wonderful tracks on this CD. There's a long-lost song of David Bowie's, and also a new song by Morrissey, who I love, except when he slags off Labour, which I really hate. But Labour has had a difficult year. Recently, my good friend David Blunkett resigned, and I must say I really didn't see that coming. But then again, neither did he. Ha! Huh. Sorry, bad joke. Anyway, enjoy the CD, and have a good, safe Christmas. And remember, Father Christmas votes Labour. Thanks for listening.
James Roquefort here from PeopleRadio.com, and you're listening to NORML, the podcast for the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. Oh, I didn't know they needed reforming. It's illegal, you say? I'll be right back. Sorry, I had to flush my goldfish down the toilet. What was this about marijuana? Oh well, now on with the show.
Let me see the hands of those who walk out of Babylon. Let me see the hands of those who don't burn all the herb in the field. Let me see the hands of those who don't believe in society. Let me see the hands of those who believe in the Almighty, oh God. Pass me the chill and pipe. Make me taste it and see if it's alright. Pass me the chill and pipe. Black is black and white is white. Pass me the chillum pipe. Now you're fussing and starting to fight. Pass me the chillum pipe. Why can't people unite? Hey, no man, come and change my belief. Yes, I believe in the herb in the bean. The way it grows, my friend. Who could it be but the Almighty? The doctor can understand. Why is it since he's growing so strong? It must be a purpose for the human, and everyone soon understands. Pass me the chillum pipe, and make me taste it and see if it's alright. Pass me the chillum pipe. Black is black and white is white. Pass me the chillum pipe. Now you're fussing and starting to fight. Pass me the chillum pipe. Why can't people unite? They're fussing and fighting, abusing the herbs, still they're using it the same way. But I can't understand what's going on in this land. Pass me the chillum pipe, and make me taste it and see if it's alright. Pass me the chillum pipe. Black is black and white is white.
across the pine. Now I learn, now I see, now I believe. Can't numb and tell and change my belief. You know I believe in the herb, in the field, the way it grows, my friend. Who could it be but the Almighty? The doctor can understand why the sense is growing so strong. It must be a purpose for you, and everyone soon understand. Pass me the chill and pine, a meditation and see if it's alright. Pass me the chill and pine, black is black and white is white. Pass me the chill and pine, now we are fussing and starting to fight. Pass me the chill and pine, why can't people unite?
755,000. That is a big number to be sure, but do you know what this number represents? It signifies the total number of citizens in America arrested on marijuana charges in 2004. That's right. 755,000 of your fellow citizens were arrested on marijuana charges. That's an arrest every 40 seconds. And 9 out of 10 of those arrested are for possession-only charges. Does continuing marijuana prohibition make sense to you? It certainly does not to the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws and its members. I'm Normal's Executive Director, Alan St. Pierre, and if you too think that it is high time to end marijuana prohibition and replace it with a tax and regulate policy, please join and support Normal's 36-year legislative efforts to reform our country's misguided marijuana laws. You can learn more about Normal or become an active supporter by calling toll-free 888-67-NORMAL, N-O-R-M-L, or by visiting us on the web at normal, N-O-R-M-L.org.
This has been Normal's Daily Audio Stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Thanks to Podshow.com for all the great pod-safe music. We feature the band Carne Cruda as our theme. Make sure you visit our website at normalaudiostash.com. That's normalaudiostash.com for more information about every day's show. Thanks to Red Aphid Interactive Media for the podcasting technology. We're back at 4:20 tomorrow. If you listen to the Audio Stash, cast your vote at Podcast Alley or other podcast directory services. I'm your host, Chris Goldstein. Thanks for listening today. See you at 4:20 tomorrow. The podcasting technology of Normal is made possible by Red Aphid Interactive Media. More information at redaphid.com.